Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, delivered to you by Financial Services Online. My name is Paige Estrutori, and today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Let's take a look at some of the major Australian industry news making headlines. In the realm of superannuation funds, we see a promising advancement towards sustainable finance. REST has committed a massive $75 million to the Delta Fund managed by Towerbrook Capital Partners. This fund notably targets mid-sized private firms that champion the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Furthermore, REST is co-investing in the Canadian firm LiftWorks, which is pushing the boundaries in renewable energy by utilizing innovative wind turbine technology. These strategic investments align with the pursuit towards decarbonization and deglobalization, highlighting REST's commitment to both societal and ecological well-being. Switching our focus to banking news, we see a glimmer of hope for Australian home seekers, with National Australia Bank being the first of the Big Four to offer rate relief this year. By slashing its three-year fixed home loan interest rate by 0.6% to 5.99%, NAB not only provides some respite for borrowers, but also asserts a competitive stance among its contemporaries. However, a word of caution to potential borrowers: fixed-rate loans come with their own set of restrictions, and borrowers should routinely evaluate their loan terms to avoid rolling onto uncompetitive variable rates. Moving over to the insurance sector, a stark revelation brings to light the financial vulnerability of a large fraction of Queensland renters. RACU Insurance reports that a whopping 78% of them are uninsured for their belongings, most unaware of the existence of contents insurance. This lack of coverage puts them in a precarious position, especially in areas prone to natural disasters. RAC Insurance emphasizes the importance of affordable coverage and educational initiatives to promote awareness among renters, particularly those within the 18 to 34 age bracket. Last in our news wrap, we turn our attention to the construction industry, where fake insurance claims have led to heavy penalties. Victorian-based Aecon Constructions and its director Sait Iranci have been slapped with a historic $250,000 fine by the Victorian Building Authority. This stems from issuing fake domestic building insurance records to gain building permits. Consequently, Aecon's operations were suspended and Iranci himself banned from the industry for 3 years. This is a timely reminder to consumers to always verify builders' registrations and DBI policies to protect their financial interests. In this case, the VBA is actively assisting Aecon's affected clients to minimize any financial fallout. Today's news topics highlight a crucial aspect: vigilance. Whether it be in securing a home loan, ensuring your contents, or undertaking a building project, caution and thoroughness are key. That concludes our news wrap for today, presented by Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for additional updates and resources. This is Paige Estrutori, thanking you for your time and wishing you insightful decision-making in your financial ventures.